我们看到约翰福音的四章的结尾。
Chapter 4, we have seen that wonderful story of the Savior and his winning of that woman at the well.
我们看见了四章里面那荣美的救主啊，他自己来单独来到井边上去救了那个失丧的妇人。
We saw how so gracious he was.
我们看见他如何的有恩典呢
？And his great words of wisdom.
他那非常有智慧的话语。
And how he opens her heart up, for him to reveal to her that her well was empty.
他是如何的？耶稣是如何的把妇人的心打开，让他意识到，让这个妇人意识到他自己里面那口井是何等的干枯。
And as he probes her conscience right to the depths, we see then she a real need is awakened in her heart.
然后让这个妇人里面的良知开始苏醒，让她意识到其实她里面有极大的属灵的需要。
She couldn't be satisfied by men, but now she had found the true man.
她不能被地上的任何人所满足啊，她现在找到了一个真正的道成肉身的主。
He wasn't an earthly man of the sons of Adam. He was the heavenly man, the son of a woman.
她不是一个属地的人，不是亚当的后裔，她是一个属天的人，是圣子。
And he had been sent to that place to meet her that day.
他被差来，就到这一个地方来遇见，特地的来拯救这个撒玛利亚妇人。
So we see a transformation in that woman.
我们看见了这个妇人的改变。
We first meet her as she approaches that well with a heavy pot upon her shoulder.
然后我们先看见这个妇人是扛着那重重的水罐子来到水边井边上。
Coming towards that well at the time when no one would approach that well, it was high noon.
她来到这个井边上是正中午，没有人会在这么大热天的正中午来到井边上。
And no doubt her steps were slow and heavy.
那她的步子毫无疑问是慢而且沉重的。
Isolated from, socially isolated from the other women in the village.
完全从社会上是和整个村子和其他的妇人隔离的这么一个人。
But then the remarkable miracle of the second birth takes place.
然后在紧跟着的时间里，有一个特别神奇的重生在这个妇人里面发生了。
And now she has no more use for her water pot. She leaves it behind and runs into the city to tell everyone what had happened.
之后呢，她再也不需要这么重的水罐子了。她把这水罐子留在井边，她冲到了村子里去告诉别人关乎她自己改变的事情。
And then the whole city comes out.
接着整个城的人都出来了。
And many of them believe in the Lord Jesus when they hear his words.
那很多的人都相信了耶稣基督，当他们听见了耶稣的话。
And they beg him to stay for longer.
他们求耶稣能够多住几天。
So he stays for two more days.
所以耶稣就在那多待了两天。
It was a wonderful time for him.
这是一个非常美好的时候啊，对于耶稣来说。
He was traveling, you remember, from Judea up to Galilee.
因为你记得他是从犹大地往加利利去走。
Judea was where the Jerusalem was the capital city.
犹大地就是耶路撒冷作为首都所在的地方。
It was the center of the Jews' worship. The temple was there.
这是圣殿在的地方，也是犹太人敬拜的地方。
And he faced great opposition in Jerusalem.
但是他在那却接受了巨大的反对啊，就是没有人接受他。
And he was going to Galilee.
然后他要回到那个加利利去。
To the place where he was born.
就是他出生的地方。
And he wouldn't be accepted there either.
其实他在加利利也不会被接受。
But in between Judea and Galilee is Samaria.
在这两个当中呢，就有一个地方叫撒玛利亚。
And what a wonderful reception he got there.
你会看见有多么大的一个接受度啊，他在撒玛利亚城了。
He must have rejoiced to see the faith of those people.
他一定会很开心看见这么多人的信心。
We don't record him doing any miracles there.
因为我们想不起他在这里讲做任何的这个神迹哈。
It says here that in verse 41 of chapter 4, it says, And because of his words, many more became believers.
因为在四章四十一节说呢，因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。
No miracles, no signs, but when they heard his word, they believed.
你看这里没有神迹，没有异象。当他们听见耶稣的话，就信了。
And so, we see the Lord Jesus now. What they had received him not as Messiah only, but as the Savior of the whole world. That's there in verse 42.
所以在42节的最后，我们看见这些城里的人呢，不但接受耶稣成为那个弥赛亚，他们更接受他成为救世主。
They said to the woman.We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this man really is the Savior of the world.
42节便对妇人说，现在我们信不是因为你的话，是因为我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。
So he's received by the outcasts.
他是被那些被抛弃的人呢所接受了。
And that's always the way with the gospel.
那总是这个福音的传播总是这样的。
The poor, the outcasts, the forgotten, they are the peoples of the worlds that receive the Lord first.
那些穷人被抛弃的人，处在边缘的这个人呢，那他们总是最先接受福音的。
And he was poor. He was an outcast.And he was forgotten by the world.
那因为耶稣自己是在地上的时候是贫穷的，是被抛弃的，是被遗忘的。
But I just think of the Lord Jesus, how he must have rejoiced to see the faith of these people.
那我要说呢，耶稣当他看见这么多人的信心，他是何等的高兴。
They believed him for who he was.
因为他们相信耶稣是谁。
Not for what he could do.
而不是相信他能做的什么事。
They believed in him.
因为他们这些人相信的是耶稣自己。
Not just the miracles.
不只是耶稣所带来的神迹。
And so we see as we come into verse 43.
我们来到43节了。
That in it says there in verse 43, after 2 days he left Galilee.He left for Galilee, rather.
43节，过了两天，耶稣离了那地方，往加利利去。
Now, Galilee was where he was born. He was born in Nazareth, in Lower Galilee.
加利利是个大地方。那耶稣生在加利利的南部的一个小镇，叫做拿撒勒。
And the great joy that he knew in Samaria among those Samaritans.To see their faith was very short-lived.
那他这喜乐的心呢，在撒玛利亚城看见这么多人相信他这喜乐的心，其实是很短暂的，因为他很快又要回到那个不信的地方去了。
You got anything to say at this point, or you want?
No.
Okay. So we come to verse 44, and it says.Well, let's read verses 43. Better read it around so we know the overall picture. From verse 43 to 54. Okay. We'll read to the end of the chapter.
我们今天进入一个新的部分，所以我们先把经文顺序读一遍，从43节读到54节一章的结尾。过了那两天，耶稣离了那地方，往加利利去。
因为耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事， 就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节。
耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方。有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病。
他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他的儿子快要死了。
耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。
那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去。
耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。
正下去的时候，他的仆人也见他，说他的儿子活了。
他就问什么时候见好的，他们说昨日未时，热就退了。
因此这父亲知道这正是耶稣对他说你儿子活了的时候，他自己和全家就都信了。
这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后所行的。
So verse 44, the joy of Samaria didn't last very long.
所以44节呢，你会看见撒玛利亚带来的喜乐呢，没有持续多久。
But there's one point here. He spent two whole days there.
你会看见这里有一个小点，就是他在那待了两整天。
Among the Gentiles.
在一些外邦人当中，撒玛利亚住的是外邦人。
Officially, the Jews had already rejected him at this point in his ministry.
所以在这个耶稣的服事当中呢，其实在这个点上啊，犹太人已经正式的拒绝了耶稣。
But he found a welcome, a true welcome among the Gentiles.
但他在外邦人里面却找到了一个完全真正的接受。
And some of pointed out, some commentators, Bible teachers have pointed out that those 2 days could represent the 2,000 years from the time of the rejection of the Jews and the crucifixion of Christ up until the present time when we're expecting the Lord to return at any moment.
所以有的解经学者呢说这两天其实可以预表整个两千年，当耶稣在十字架上死了被拒绝了以后，他相当于离开了，那直到他就来了外邦地，那直到今天依然福音还在外邦地。
And during that time, God has set aside the nation of Israel.
在这样的一个长的时间里面呢，其实上帝就把以色列国呢放在一边去了。
And they've been scattered into all the countries of the world.
那你会看见以色列在这整整两千年里就被散到了万国万邦里去。
One of the main signs that this age is coming to a close is God is beginning to bring back the children of Israel to their land.
那有个很重要的信号，就是这样的一个时代快要结束了，就是上帝把犹太人把以色列国又重新建立起来了。
So the 2 days or the 2,000 years that have taken place where God has worked mainly among the Gentiles is about to end.
所以这样的两天，或者说呢，这样的两千年，上帝在外邦人中做工的这个时间就快结束了，就快到尾声了。
And then he'll take his church, his bride, into heaven.
然后他要把他的教会提到天上，他的新娘提到天上去。
And then he's going to take up the nation of Israel again and establish them in their land.And bring judgment upon all the nations that have persecuted them.
然后呢，接着他要把他的以色列国重新建立起来，然后在地上开始行他的审判，然后让以色列国成为地上万国之首。
And he'll set up his millennial kingdom, his thousand year reign, where he will reign over the earth.
因为这样的话呢，他要开始他千年的千禧年的这个。统治他在地上做王一千年。
So, back to Samaria, he leaves Samaria now, verse 44, or verse 43. But verse 44, you'll notice, is in brackets. He's now going back into the place where he had been born, where he was, where people knew him, where he had grown up.
现在呢，耶稣回到离开撒玛利亚以后，要回到自己的家乡，那就是人们都认识他的那个地方。
And it says, if you turn to Matthew chapter 13, please. Matthew chapter 13.
如果我们来看马太福音的十三章。
I'd like to read verses 53 down to verse 58.
我们来看53节到58节。
And this is what the Lord Jesus was referring to.
这就是耶稣在这件经文里讲的不被尊敬的这个背景。
This was a kind of atmosphere now that the Lord Jesus was going into when he went back to Galilee.
这就是他要回到的一个环境里去了。
Read verse 53 then. I guess it's Lydia, is it Lydia?
Yeah. 我们顺序读下去，刚才停在神。13章的53到58。
耶稣说完了这些比喻，就离开了那里，来到自己的家乡，在会堂里教训人，甚至他们都稀奇，说这人从哪里有这等智慧和异能呢？这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？
Oh, super, thank you.
不是叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大吗？他妹妹们不是都在我们这里吗？这人从哪里有这一切的事呢？他们就厌弃他。
继续。
耶稣对他们说：“大凡先知，除了本地本家之外，没有不被人尊敬的。”
耶稣因为他们不信，就在那里多行异能了。
Okay, so now.I read this portion so that you understand how or what kind of reception he was going to get.
我们从这一段就能看得见啊，他在加利利会得到什么样的接待。
They had no real faith, it says there in verse 58.
在五十八节你会看见他们根本不信。
However, then when we go back to our text there in verse 45 of chapter 4 in John chapter.
然后我们看到约翰福音四章的44节的背景就是刚才那段话。
It says that they welcomed him.
45节你会看见呢，他们还是接待了他。
It sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it?
听起来好像有点矛盾，对不对？
But what kind of welcome was it?
那这是一个什么样的欢迎呢？
You know, somebody welcomes you, they may have different motives than just to be happy to see you and receive you as a friend.
所以有的人接待你呢，可能完全是不同，不是简简单单看见你就很高兴见到你，想跟你在一起的这个接待。
They may welcome you because you have a lot of money that they might be able to get.
他接待你很可能是因为你有很多的钱，他能从你这搞点钱。
They may welcome you because you're a very gifted pianist or something.
你很可能是一个非常有天赋的这个钢琴家，然后他接待你。
But they're not welcoming you, they're welcoming what you have.
所以他们本质上不是在欢迎你，是在欢迎你有的东西。
And that's what they're welcomed when they welcomed him there in Galilee. And then the rest of the verse explains that.
所以他们在这个加利利呢，加利利人就欢迎他，然后剩下的一些部分呢，就解释了这个事情。
The reason they welcomed him there was not because of his person.Because they had been at the feast in Jerusalem, many of them, it says, they had also been there, and they saw the miracles that he did, and they wanted to see more miracles.
所以这里的原因解释了，就是欢迎他不是因为耶稣自己，不是因为他们信靠耶稣，而是他们知道耶稣在耶路撒冷过节行了很多的神迹，所以他们欢迎耶稣呢，想在加利利看更多的神迹。
They were curious, what they might see next.
他们很想知道下面他们还能见到什么。
And they were excited that something different was going to happen.
他们很高兴，很激动，想看下面还有什么不同的事情可以看到。
But they did not receive him as the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
但是他们没有把他接待成为神的圣子，救世主。
The Samaritans, they didn't see any miracles.
但那些相对比那撒玛利亚人呢？ 他们其实什么也没看见，他们也没有上去过节。
At least none are recorded. They believed him for his word, not for his works.
所以至少呢，没有被记载下来，撒玛利亚人看见任何事情，但是他们相信神的话，相信耶稣说的话。
And so, you could say that when they welcomed him for what he could do, they were rejecting him really for who he was. Because those miracles were by God, given by God to prove that he was the Son of God.
所以呢，你会看见这些人，他们即使看见了所行的呢，他们依然会拒绝耶稣本来是的那个人，他就是弥赛亚。但是呢，你要知道神，给这些神迹目的就是要证明耶稣是那个弥赛亚，但他们恰恰拒绝这一点。
But they weren't really interested in him and his God. They were more interested in the entertainment value.
所以他们不太真的感兴趣耶稣是谁以及他背后的神，而多感兴趣的是他所带来这个娱乐效果。
However, we do see a little bit of faith here.
但是我们真的看见一点点信心在这里。
In verse 46, we meet a man there.
因为四十六节开始，我们遇见了一个人。
Says once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine.
然后呢，又一次呢，他去了加利利的加拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方。
And so the city there, the people in the city would have known about that miracle when he turned the water into wine.
因为当地的人啊，肯定是知道这个神迹的。当他把水变成酒的时候
，and no doubt, this nobleman or this royal official, he had heard about that too. Somehow he knew that Jesus could heal.
所以呢，这个副官啊，这个大臣呢，就是他肯定是听过耶稣这个神迹，关乎这个水变酒的。
Now his problem was a personal problem.
那现在他的问题是个个人的问题。
He had a son that was very, very sick.
他有个儿子病得快要死了。
He must have been sick for some time. He was nearly at the point of death.
应该是病了有一阵子了，因为他说这里快死了。
Now this man, you can imagine,It wasn't for entertainment value he wanted to see his son healed.
所以这里呢，他并不是因为娱乐的效果来到耶稣面前。
This man had been exercised much deeper than that.
因为他一定在他里面有很深的征战了。
It was a personal need.
因为他这个需要可是认真的个人的需要。
And because of that, his pride and everything was now put aside.
因为在这个时候呢，他一切的骄傲，一切其他的事情都已经放到边上去了。
He was helpless. He couldn't heal his son.
因为他完全无助，他自己医治不了他的儿子。
He was an official in Herod's court, the King Herod, who was king of Galilee.
因为他是希律王的大臣，所以他是希律王，就是加利利地区的这个分封的王。
And so he must have been a very, very wealthy man, important man.Who could afford the best doctors in the land?
所以这个背景的意思呢，就是他一定是个有钱的、有地位的人。那他一定在这之前，他有足够的资源来负担医药费啊，这种看病的费用。
He had tried everything.
那他肯定是试过所有的道路了。
But his son was at the point of death.
但他儿子依然要死了。
He only had one hope, and that was there. It says in verse, Verse 47, the man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea.
所以他只有一个盼望了，就是他听说耶稣从犹大地回到加利利。
Here was his last hope.
这是他最后的盼望。
So, Cana now is about 40 kilometers away from Capernaum.
所以加拿到加百农呢，大概有多远呢？大概是40公里。
His son is down at the sea coast at Capernaum, and he's now in Cana. We're not sure why he came to Cana or whether he traveled there when he heard Jesus was coming. We're not sure.
他的儿子在哪生病呢？在加百农。加百农是个大城，是个海港城市。加拿呢是个小城， 两个差40公里。我们不知道为什么大臣会自己在加拿，也许是他在那边有工作，也许他就是听说耶稣在那里，他自己跑过去的。
And so, when this man heard that Jesus, had come from Galilee to Judea, it says here he went, he heard that Jesus was there. He went to him. He begged him to come and heal his son.
所以当他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，就求他去医治他的儿子。
See, this man's faith, you can see, there was action there.
所以你会看见这个人的信心啊，是带来行为的。
Real faith is going to act.
真实的信心是一定有行动的。
It's not a passive thing. It's not a waiting by waiting. He went. He says he went, or he heard, he went, he begged, and he asked to come.
所以呢，你会看见他做了一系列的事情。他去，到耶稣那，他求他，然后他要耶稣来医治他的儿子。
Now, how urgent do you think? How important was this to this man? It was very important. He didn't sort of take his time walking over, you know. Could you please come to heal my son? It wasn't that at all. He was urgent.
所以你会看见他是多么的迫切，多么的这件事情对他的重要性，以及他对耶稣的信心。他不是慢悠悠地走过去，啊，你能不能过来救一下我儿子？他不是，他极其的迫切过去。
But his need, he didn't see any personal need, did he?
他没有看见他自己的一些需要。
Excepting his personal attachment for his son.
除了他和自己儿子的这个个人的需要。
He wasn't coming to the Son of God for his eternal salvation. It was for the life of his son.
他也不是为了他自己的永生来到耶稣面前，他就是为了救这个儿子。
You see, he had a little bit of faith there.
这里呢，他就有一点点小的信心的种子来了。
He believed that Jesus had power to heal his son.
因为他相信耶稣有这样的能力医治他的儿子。
You know, and God meets us where we are. If we have a little bit of faith, He increases that faith.
所以神总是在我们所有的基础上跟我们相遇。哪怕我们的信心就一小点呢，他就从那个点开始，然后让我们的信心增长。
He leads us so that our faith grows.
所以他带领我们，让我们的信心一点一点长大。
And so, what does the Lord say to this man?
那耶稣怎么对这个人说的呢？
He didn't say to him, that you need to have more faith.
他没有对这个人说，哎，你要信心要大一点。
He didn't say to him, your problem is not your son.It's that you need to be saved.
他也没有说你的问题不在儿子身上，你先要得救。
Instead, what does he do?
相反，他做什么呢？
He look at this. Look what he says there in verse 48. Unless you people see miraculous signs and wonders, Jesus told him, you'll never believe.
耶稣就对他说48节：若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。
The signs and wonders and miracles, they were just temporary things. They weren't eternal.
因为神迹也好，异象也好，其实都是个短暂的事情，它不会持到永远的。
Jesus could have said to the man, "You do have enough faith for your son to be healed. I'll heal him."
耶稣很可能跟这个大臣说，你是有信心的，我会医治他。
But that would have left that royal official in the same position he was before his son got ill.
但是这个呢会让这个大臣呢在他儿子得医治之前呢，这个大臣没有任何的心，没有任何触动。
Still subject to death with no eternal life within them.
因为这样的话，这个大臣依然还是要面对死亡的审判，永恒的审判。
Jesus is going to lead He's going to lead that man beyond the miracles to the greatest miracle of all, the second birth.
所以 耶稣在这里这句通过这句话想做的，就是把这个大臣从他一会儿要看见的那个神迹里面先带出来，带到个更大的神迹，就是人灵魂的得救。
那
就是大臣自己的得救。
The what are those miracles recorded for us for?
那这样的神迹留下来记载下来是为我们什么益处呢？
John chapter 20 verses 30 and 31.
约翰福音20章30到31节。
John tells us why these specific miracles were recorded.
约翰告诉我们为什么这些的神迹要这么记下来，为目的是什么。
It says Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these ones are, he says, they're written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
所以耶稣在门徒面前行了另外许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So the purpose of the miracles is not to just relieve people of the oppression of physical and mental illness.
所以行神迹的目的不单单是把人从无论是肉体的还是精神的痛苦当中解救出来。
But the purpose of those miracles is to show us that the one that has the power over sickness and death has the power to give us eternal life.
这些神迹的目的都是让我们看见有这样能力的那位主也同样更有这个能力，他就是那一位能把我们带到永恒生命里去。
Again, read verse 31.
我们来看31节。
He said, these are written, he says, for us. And that, the miracles that were done then are recorded for us today.
他说记这些事是要叫你们相信，其实就是我们了。所以这些事在那时候的事是为了今天我们的益处。
No, you might say, well, we have no proof that those miracles took place.
你很可能会说，哎，我今天我们没有证据来证明这些神迹那时候发生过。
But the ancient writers that wrote not from the Bible but historians, they record that there was these miracles that took place. Nowhere in history, in any of the writings of the Romans and the Greeks, do you find the sayings there that these miracles did not take place.
但其他的历史书里面呢，也都没有说过这些没发生过。
Yeah. Is that all I said?
Yeah. 就是其他历史书也记载。
You did better than me. Yes. So, those miracles, we can depend upon the Word of God because where the Word of God, where we can test the Word of God, it always comes out true.
所以我们能够看见的这个神的话以及我们能够测试神的话，最终都是真实的。对，就如果你想去用历史书去检测的话，都是真的。
Those miracles are given to us today so that we might believe not for our physical healing but for our spiritual and eternal healing.
所以他这是为了我们的益处了，为了我们不单单是肉体的这个益处，也是为了我们属灵和永恒的益处。
Now the Lord Jesus is speaking to everybody now, and you can imagine how this poor royal official, he must have been, you know, please do something.
所以这个大臣他一定是非常着急的，他说主啊求你做一点什么。
But Jesus knows what he's doing.
但耶稣知道他在做什么。
And he has a lesson for all the people, not just for the noblemen.
所以呢耶稣要给一个教导呢给所有的人，不单单是给这个大臣。
He says there, like, signs He says, except you see signs and wonders. There's signs are one thing, wonders are another.
所以他这里用了两个词，一个是叫神迹奇事 signs and wonders.
These miracles, first of all, were signs.
那这些神迹呢？首先，它是它是个神迹了，就是它超乎自然的。
They had a deeper meaning, in other words.
啊，或者说，他用 sign 这个词，它有一些更深的含义啊。
If you see a sign on the side of the road. It's not just a piece of metal hanging there with no message.
比方说你在路上看见一个标志，那不只是一块铁牌子在那里。
Every sign has a message.
每一个牌子上都有一个意义在上面。
And so these miracles were messages to people.
所以这些神迹呢，它都是一个有意义的传递信息的给人。
When he turned the water into wine,That was a miracle that had a deeper meaning. It showed that he was the creator of all things.
当他把水变成酒的时候，他有一个很深的意义传递别人。他就是那个创造主。
As creator, he made the grapes, and he made the process, the physical process, the chemical processes whereby the grape juice can be turned into wine over a period of time.
因为他作为那个创造主，葡萄是他造的，这样的化学的过程，从葡萄变葡萄汁变葡萄酒的过程也是他控制的。
He created all that.
因为这些都是他造的。
So why couldn't he just turn water into wine in a moment of time?
那为什么他不把这样的话，他没有这个能力从水直接变成酒呢？他当然有。
So that first miracle that's recorded by John is a proof that he is the creator himself.
所以这样的一个第一个神迹在约翰里面记载的，就证明他就是那个创造主。
And this second miracle we read there in verse 54, this is the second miraculous sign that Jesus performed when he came from Judah.To Galilee, it would be a sign. What would be the meaning of that sign?
然后第二个神迹，就是这个大成儿子得医治，这样的一个神迹，他要表达什么意思呢？
The sign would be that he had power over disease, over what sin had done. He had power to reverse that.
这表明他有这样的能力来改变罪的后果就是疾病。
And as such, in the future millennium, there will be no diseases, will be gone. It's a picture of what he will be in the future as well.
这也是未来在千禧年会有的一个图景，因为在那个时候再没有疾病了。
But we better get back to that poor official. He's very concerned here and worried about all this.
那我们最好回到这个大臣这里，他很着急。
And so, oh yes, signs and wonders. What does wonders mean? I forgot about that. Got to make him wait a bit longer.
那我们刚才对忘了讲了，我们讲了一个 signs， 就是有信号的这个意义，还有 wonder 是什么意思
？Signs have a meaning. Wonders are made to amaze us, to attract our attention.
所以信号呢 ，signs 会有一个意义信号在里面。那 wonder 呢，它会引起我们的注意哈，是让我们感到好奇。
You know, some signs they might have flashing light to attract your attention to the sign, right?
有的时候，路边的信号都会有一个闪的灯，让你吸引你的眼睛的注意。
That's what these miracles were for.
那这个就是神迹奇事的目的。
That people might get the deeper meaning behind these.
人们看见了的会思想，去看里面更深的含义。
Because Jesus says, unless you see these signs and wonders, you will not believe. Not believe what? Is the question there.
对，他说你若不看见呢，就总是不信。不信什么呢？
He is the Son of God.
That's exactly it. Yes. That...Believe that he is the Son of God. Not just believe that a miracle took place.
不是说不相信神迹不发生，是不相信他是基督。
Believe that He is the Son of God.
他就是神的圣子。
Now, remember the Samaritan woman. The Lord had said, I'm going to give you living water. As she thought that he had a source of water somewhere in the neighborhood, she didn't understand that it was for her soul.
就像耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人说，我给你活水。那女人就是以为她在其他地方有什么水源，她没有意识到耶稣要给她灵里的水。
And so, the Lord Jesus here, or the royal official, he doesn't realize his own personal need yet. He's only concerned about his son.
所以这个大臣他现在最关心的就是他的儿子。
And we see that in verse 49.
就49节。
He says, Sir, please come down because my child is dying.
先生求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去。
Jesus doesn't take him any further than that. He's given the lesson. He doesn't make him wait any longer.
耶稣并不是让他等更久，耶稣只是要给他多一个教导。
But through this, he's going to do something. He's not going to come down to Capernaum. He's just going to speak the word.
通过这个事呢，他要做一些事情，他不会下去加百农，他就直接用他的话了。
See, to that point, the official, his faith rested in Jesus, but Jesus' presence, he had to go down to Capernaum to heal.
所以因为在这个时候呢，大臣有个大的前提，就认为呢，耶稣一定要去加百农。
Now he's going to stretch his faith.
那耶稣现在开始要把他的信心拓展了。
He's going to just give the word.
他就只给他话。
And he says, you may go, your son will live.
他说你回去吧，你的儿子活了。
Now we learn later on that at that very moment, the son was better, was healed immediately.
所以我们后面就知道呢，在他说话的这个当口，他的儿子就活了。
But let's look at this royal official.
我们先看这个大臣。
First of all, he must have been a little bit disappointed.
你要说一开始他一定会比较失望的。
His son was 40 kilometers away.
他的儿子可是40公里以外的。
He didn't have any communication like we have today.
也没有跟他有任何的交流，耶稣。
That's about 5 or 6 hours away.
至少是五到六个小时的路程以外，在当时的交通上。
And I don't know if he was riding horseback or he was on foot. We have no idea. But it was some hours away before he'd get news.
我们也不知道他是骑马还是走路，那至少是几个小时的。
In the meantime, all he had was Jesus' word.
但这个时候他只有耶稣的话了。
Now, if he had real strong faith, he could say,That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth.
如果他有足够的信心，他就说呢，天上的万象都是他的口中的话出来造的。
If he could make all the stars in the heaven and all the earth beneath, then he can heal my son.
他一定会说呢，如果他能造天上的万象和地上的万物呢，他就一定能够靠他的话来医治我儿子。
And he could have gone away rejoicing.Singing all the way down to Capernaum.
他一定会带着极大的喜乐，一路唱着歌就回去了。
But do you think that's the reality?
你觉得这是事实吗？
I think, first of all, he thought, it says there the man took Jesus at his word and departed.
因为这里一开始说呢，这个人那人信耶稣所说的话就回去了。
But it also says that when his servants came and met him, he asked them, what time was it? See, it shows that he probably started off with hope and then had some doubts.
所以呢，你会看见后面有个细节，就是当他的仆人告诉他儿子好了的时候，他会问他到底什么时候好的。所以他在路上的时候，他一离开，有可能是带着信心的，走着走着就开始怀疑了。
So his spirits would go down.
他的灵就开始往下走。
How can I trust? He's not here. Jesus is there. My son is there. And I'm here. And then he would come up again. Well, he said that he was. And he did heal in Jerusalem.
他一定是这样的，就是他走着走着呢，他想起来耶稣好像在我后面，我儿子在前面，我在这儿啊。
So、he was,
这怎么可能呢？这个，然后他又得那个耶稣的话，他又得起来，他说一定是真的，因为他在其他地方做了那么多神迹，我得相信他。这个很挣扎的过程。
I see somebody smiling here. Everybody's smiling a little bit. Has that been that your experience? Trusting the Lord?
看见很多人也笑了，是不是就是你们自己也是这样的
？Yes.
What about you?
Yes.
Isn't that true? You know, we believe the Lord and we go up. We have doubts, we come down.
我们相信他的话呢，我们就好一点。然后过一阵又不行了，又怀疑他的话，又。
But you see, that's how God stretches our faith, extends it.
所以你看，耶稣神就是这么来拉伸，就提高我们的信心，就是这么来提高的。
And I can imagine him walking along, maybe meeting halfway. That suddenly he sees, His servants are coming, and they're running. Oh, no, no, what is it? But is he alive? Is he dead? Is he alive? Is he dead?
就是呢，他因为当他儿子好了以后呢，他的仆人就从那个城里加百农就出发来跟他报信了。所以你看他在一直忐忑当中，走走走走着，看见远远的，哎呀，他的仆人来了。你猜他的心是怎么样？他很着急啊，他这儿子是死了还是活了？是死了还是活了？所以到底是？这个仆人那么大老远跑出来是报什么信呢
？And then, what time was it? What time did he get better?
然后当他知道是活了，他就特别想知道到底什么时候是活的。
They said 7 o'clock.、
嗯、然后他仆人很多说七点。
7 o'clock. That was exactly the time that Jesus spoke.
他就想起来七点，那就是正好耶稣说那个话的时候。
That was a miracle that confirmed the word, didn't it?
这就是用神迹来证实神的话
，not the other way around，
而不是反过来。
And so, what happened？
那发生什么了呢？后面
？So he and all his house believed。
他和他全家就都信了。
A happy ending to a story。
一个故事的美好结果。
Not only a living son, but a household with eternal life。
他不但是一个救了一个儿子啊，还救了一全家，全家人都得救。
I think we'll take a break now.
那我们可以先休息一下。
You pray and give
thanks. 好，我先做个祷告。你的天上的父，谢谢您啊，让我们真的明白啊，您一切的环境就是为了提升我们的信心，让我们明白在神迹奇事里，我们唯愿我们相信您的话是真实的，相信您就是那基督。父啊，谢谢您把圣子赐给我们，让我们靠着得救，把他的话赐给我们，让我们靠着能够一点一点的提升信心。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。长老，先跟我们讲一点开始先讲点别的事情。
In these stories we're reading, we see that our God is a personal God. He always wants to have a personal relationship with people.
那我们的神在这个故事里面告诉我们的，他是我们个人的神啊，他特别愿意跟我们有个人的关系。
In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, it says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that you know not."
就像耶利米书说的一样，他说：“你来求我哈，你就把那又大又难的事交给我，我就会答应你。”
Throughout the Bible, the Lord is asking people to call out to him. It's not one of those things where, you know, the world says that show me and I will believe you. So many, many people I've talked to, they say that I don't believe in God unless he shows me that he is God. He gives me a sign.
所以很多人我们常常会有个这样的角度进来啊，就是觉得我要先看见你，你先显给我看啊，那我看见这些神迹我就信了。
God's ways are, believe me first, and I will show you great and wonderful things that you know.
那神的方式呢？说你先相信我，我就会显给你看那特别大而奇妙的事情。
But you know something? Either way, whether He shows you or He doesn't show you, there you got two kinds of people. You got these people here. He showed them. He showed them great miracles and wonders that, you know, it would just make your eyes pop out of your head to see people, dead people come back to life and sick people being raised again and lepers being cleansed and all the miracles that Jesus did before their very eyes, they saw them. And yet they did not believe.
那这里呢有很多的神迹甚至有死人复活这样的神迹在圣经里面但是也不是所有人都信了很多人还是不信。
But the Lord says, blessed are those that do not see, but believe.
但是耶稣说呢那些没有看见就信的有福了。
You know, my sister, we always witnessed to her about the Lord Jesus. And she always said, unless he shows me, I will not believe.
因为我的妹妹啊我总是跟她讲我这个福音她说除非我看见点什么我否则我不信。
Unless he gives me a sign, I will not believe.
不让我看见个神迹呢，我很难信。
And she prayed, and she said, if I could see a star in broad daylight, then I will believe. This is what she put to God. She said, if you are there, if you are God, I want to see this sign. I want to see a bright star in the middle of the day.
然后她就跟神祷告，她说，你这样，你让我看见一个在大白天能看见一个特别亮的星星，能看见这事儿呢，我就信了。
But you know the Lord's word says, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God."
但神说呢，你总是不要去试探神啊。
Okay, these aren't the things that we should be saying to God.
这并不是我们应该去来到神面前去求的事情。
Because we can see and experience, and witness the presence of God all around us, everywhere you look. God's presence. He created all these things for us. We can see that. That He is here.
我们看见周围一切神的创造呢，我们就知道他在这里，神在这里。
But you know something? That the Lord did give her that sign. There was a bright star in the sky. And you know, in the daytime, because the sun is so bright, you can't see the stars.
但是呢，你猜什么？神真的给他看见了，就在那大白天的时候。有你知道大白天是不可能看见星星的他看见一个特别明亮的星星。
And there was a bright star in the sky. She took a picture of it.
然后他还把这拍下来了。
Normally that, you don't see that.
你应该正常是看不见这样的情形的。
And you shouldn't expect that.
你也不期望能看见这样的情形。
But some people see and they still don't believe. My sister, I don't know if she believed in the Lord Jesus Christ or not.
那即便是这样的，我也不能确定我妹妹是不是就真的相信耶稣。
I never saw evidence of it.
因为我也从来没在她那里面看见任何信的
这个改变。Even though she saw that bright star,
即使她看见了，她祷告了，她也看见了，她还是不信。
And same thing with these people here. These people didn't really love the Lord Jesus for who He is.
所以在这个故事里的加利利人呢，其实他们并不是爱主，爱主自己啊。
He said to him, I'm a carpenter. And they said, yes, we believe that. You're a carpenter. We can see you making things with wood.
他们只相信说，哎，我相信耶稣你是个木匠，因为我知道你会做木工活。
And they saw all the things that he did when he was growing up.
然后他们也看见耶稣一直长大里发生的经历的各种事情。
And he's the son of Mary. Yes, we believe he's the son of Mary.
他说我们也相信他是玛利亚的儿子。
And he did all these miracles to show them that he was the Son of God.
而且他做了很多的神迹来显明他就是神的圣子。
But they did not believe that he was the Son of God.
但他们却不相信他是神的圣子。
They had needs that they wanted to be fulfilled for themselves. They were selfish.
他们只有自己的需要想要满足，他们从自私的需要。
You know, let me tell you a story about when I went to India to visit my aunt. She was getting quite elderly.
我告诉大家一个故事。当我回印度去看我的婶婶的时候，她已经很老了。
She was so happy to see me. She just clung to me. She would not let me go.
他太高兴，他太高兴见到我，他就抱着我不让我走。
And she said to me, she said, my life has grown or expanded, extended for 10 years because I'm so happy to see you.
他说我因为特别高兴见到你啊，我的生命好像又延长了十年了。
The word of God tells us that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as receive him, that means to receive him for who he is.
圣经说到耶稣呢，他说他来到自己的世界啊，他自己的人不接待他，凡接待他的，这个接待他呢，就是接待他自己啊，接待耶稣自己。
To them gave he the right to become sons of God.
他说凡接待他的，他们就神就给他神儿子的名分。
And when I was going to leave my aunt, she just clung to me. She wanted me to stay longer.
所以我的婶婶冲上来，她就抓住我，她想我让我多待一阵。
She loved me for who I am.
因为她爱的是我这个人呢。
I went to visit some other relatives.
然后我也想去拜访其他的亲戚。
And their hands were all like that. What have you brought for me?
但是他们的状态却是，他手一摊，那你给我带了什么东西来呢
？They don't want to see me.
他并不是想要见我，他要见我的东西。
They don't care for me.
他们也不在乎我。
They care for what I have and what I can give to them.
他们在乎我有什么，我能给他们什么。
You know, some of the reasons why people come to the Lord Jesus, is because, first of all, a person like me, when I was quite young, 11 years old, his love broke my heart. It's not that I had some kind of a need. I had some disease or some kind of an illness or sickness like this man's son had and blind people had and the lepers had. They had some kind of a need. But I didn't have that kind of a need. But my heart was broken for him. This is the kind of man that I love. Okay? This is my purity and my sincerity of my heart. I love this kind of a man. I love him.Not for the miracles that he's done, not for anything else, but because who he is.
Amen. 所以当我十一二岁，我听到耶稣的故事了以后呢，我特别被感动。我并不是像这些这个加利利的大臣那样，我有很大的需要。我当时也没有，不是说有特别急迫的需要。那我就是被他感动了。我觉得这是我所想要的。这个我就要这个人，我爱这个人，实在是。他太打动我的心了。
You know, some people say that they don't see any miracles happening this day and age, like they saw in these days of Jesus. But I can tell you in my life, with Jesus being with me, I see miracles happening very often. And I was just telling Sherry about these creatures. They were building dams in my property, beavers. And they were building dams on my roadside and they were flooding my road with water. I kept on taking the dams down. They would build them overnight. I would take the dam down. They would build it overnight. They were building in the back of my house at the farm. And the water was coming up to my house and it was going to flood my house. And I was praying to the Lord. I said, Lord, those are your creatures.You created those creatures. I said, they will not listen to me. I can say whatever to them. I could take their dams down. They won't listen to me. They keep building dams up. I said, they will listen to you. I want you to tell them to stop building the dams and move along and go. And you know, the Lord told them to stop building the dams and to move along. I never saw them again. I took the dams down.And the water started flowing again, and my house was not in danger of being flooded, and my road wasn't flooded anymore.
所以，他说呢，自从他信了主以后，他这一生见了很多很多的神迹啊，这都是信了以后，神带着他所经历的。他就给我们举了一个例子啊，他就说，像他的农场呢，有一次这个海狸呀。就是这个加拿大很多这样的小动物啊，那他这个很讨厌这些小动物，很讨厌。然后呢，他做个什么事呢？就在他的院子里啊，去搭那个坝， 啊，因为他这个动物喜欢水，所以他把那个坝挡住呢，那个水就流在这个他的院子里和这个和他的农场里了。然后但是呢这个会水甚至会进到他们家房子里，他就只能每天那个海狸晚上去搭，他就白天去把它敲了，又让这个水能跑了。然后呢他一敲了呢，这个海狸晚上又搭起来，他白天又去打掉，他晚上又去搭，晚上又去打。所以他实在是没办法了，他只能去跟神求，他说我说他不听啊，你说他听啊，他是你造的啊，你能不能让他不要再来了啊，让他直接就该去哪去哪就走了算了啊。啊，那第二天呢他把这个坝打完以后呢，海狸再没有打起来。所以这就是我们一直会经历的事情。
It's just not me, but it's for every believer that's a child of God. They will see these great and wonderful things that happen before their very eyes. But the Lord asks us first to believe, okay? This man believed when the Lord told him, go home, your child is well. Okay, he believed. God wants us to believe. And then he will show us.
神希望我们信了，所以在这个故事里面呢，这个大臣神说他好了，他就要去，然后他去看就好了。他并不是先看见好了他才信的，他是信了他去了，后面他知道好了，所以他的顺序真的是先信，然后看见神迹。
Okay, I think we better move along.
Okay. But I think it might be a good idea for us. To carry on with this, the idea that Jeet has given to us about just trusting God at His Word. There's an example in Matthew chapter 8.
刚才长老讲的那个事情，就我们以相信神本身哈，那我们有一个例子，就是马太福音的13章。
Matthew chapter 8 and
八章。
Verse 5 down to verse 13. We'll read it.
就是5节到13节。
Okay. If we could read around, where did we end?
我们刚才停在谁呢？okay. 马太福音8章5节。
耶稣进了加百农，有一个百夫长进前来求他说：
主啊，我的仆人害瘫痪病。躺在家里甚是痛苦，即甚是疼苦。Amen。
耶稣说，我去医治他。
百夫长回答说，主啊，你到我舍下，我不敢当，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了。
因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下，对这个说去他就去，对那个说来他就来，对我的仆人说你做这事他就去做。
耶稣听见就稀奇，对跟从的人说，我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。
我又告诉你们，从东从西将来许多人在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席，
唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外面黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
耶稣对彼得说，你回来吧，照你的信息给你从前了，那时他的仆人就好了。
So there's a, I won't comment too much on this story, but it's a contrast to the official of Herod's court who desired Jesus to come down to Capernaum to be physically present when he healed.
所以我们不会详细解这一段哈，我们只是做一个对比。那这里的这个百夫长和那个刚才约翰福音里那个官呢，区别就是那个官他是想要把那个耶稣拉到他家去治他儿子。
He believed that Jesus was the Son of God. He had power over everything.
因为这里呢，这个百夫长相信神，这个就是神的圣子啊，他有全地的权利。
And he used that example when he spoke to the Lord Jesus of him being a man. Under authority, that he was under Caesar's authority.
所以他就想起来呢，他自己是百夫长，他是在 凯撒的权柄下。那这耶稣是从神的差来的，那他也是在这个神的权柄下。
And being under Caesar's authority, if he gave a word, then he expected that soldier to carry out his command.
所以他知道在这个权柄下呢，只要有一句话，这个事情就成就了。
Because all the power of the empire, of the kingdom, was behind the centurion's command.
所以所有的这个权国度的力量和权柄呢，都在这句话里面。
In the same way, the centurion already believed that Jesus was the Son of God under the authority of his Father.
所以百夫长已经相信了，耶稣就是神的圣子，在父神的权柄下。
And that whatever word Jesus spoke would come to pass.
所有的耶稣说的话呢，都会实现的。
Because it had all the power and authority of heaven itself, God in heaven.
因为他有天上的国度的一切的权柄。
And the Lord Jesus, he was amazed at this great faith of this man.
所以耶稣对这个人表现的信心极其的诧异。
Now the result was, the end result was the same, wasn't it? Between the official and the centurion.
最终的结果是一样的，对不对？在百夫长跟那个官之间。
The centurion's servant was cured, and the official's son was cured.
这个百夫长的仆人得医治了，这个大臣的儿子也得医治了。
And both men are entered into eternal life.
两个人呢也都进了永恒。
But the process was a lot more painful for the official than it was for the centurion.
这个大臣的过程啊就更痛苦一些，而百夫长就更喜乐一些。
That's a lesson for us, isn't it?
这就是对我们的一个教导了。
Are we going to trust and obey? Or are we going to trust and doubt?And trust and doubt on the way down to Capernaum before the servants meet us. We can be like that poor official.
所以我们两条路啊，就是我们可以信靠就喜乐，顺服。我们也可以信了以后呢怀疑，然后怀疑一会儿呢又信。心里会有怀疑，然后呢，直到我们见到那个仆人，我们才最终石头落地了。这后面那个会痛苦很多。
So the centurion was trusting in the word.
因为呢，百夫长他相信的其实是神的话。
The official would finally believe when he saw the sign.
然后呢，这个官呢，大臣呢，其实他是最终相信，是他最终看见了那个神迹以后，他才真的石头落地。
He had to have the word confirmed.
他把神的话呢，就在这个事情上，他得到印证，他才真的信。
我有个问题啊，其实我觉得大多数人可能都没有那么高的境界，
对，
就是信和怀疑，信和怀疑是每个人在。如果你说你一下子就全信了，我觉得可能不是特别真实的，都是这样的一个过程。我自己感觉是不是说，怎么说，就是说没有头脑不去思考反而是更受欢迎的。
OK，
就是因为如果你全然的信，其实就是基本上你是不要有自己的判断，你不需要有自己的思考，对吧？圣经上说的所有东西我就直接去follow 就可以了。那么这是不是说上帝欢喜的就是没有头脑的人，没有自己判断的人？
很好的问题。
他说这个我补充一下，就是因为来到这个加拿大北美，最强调我们平时受的教育最强调包括孩子就是 critical thinking， 但是这个似乎跟那个毛病，我们在中国就是上级说什么你接着，在这儿就是要批判性思维，但是似乎又跟您说的这个有矛盾。
对，我觉得我好像再先
信
下去，感觉就是我到底信还是不信，然后我就不能够有自己的想法在里面了吗？我的想法在什么，在哪个层面上是一个度呢？
对。 So the question is on the personal thinking of, personal logical thinking on the God's word. So from this teaching, it looks like that God's only like a kind of a no-brainer, no thinking, no logical thinking. Is that true? Or, for example, like people here educated said we need critical thinking, but if we just take it for granted, take it for as the truth, which means we no need for us to think. Yeah, what's the
The problem is like with our thinking, right? Mm-hmm. When we think, our thinking is defective because we are defective. So many times we're thinking wrong. It's best to put God knows everything, okay? So if we have faith in Him, then we can leave our thinking aside, okay? Put it to aside. Maybe we can use it for better purposes than dealing with God. So our thinking is not perfect like God's thinking is. So that's where faith comes in. We believe that God is perfect, and what He does is perfect, and what He wants for us is nothing but good. He just wants good for us.
Mm.
So we must believe that, you know, that our thinking is not, you know.
Yeah. 所以他的意思呢，就是我们最大的问题，因为我们的人的原始的罪性啊，所以。 因为我们的罪性呢，我们的思维也被玷污了，所以这个导致呢，我们在思考神的话的时候呢，我们常常会用一个，对，其实就是你要相信他的话呢，到最后是一定是验证是真实的，但如果我们用自己的思维去思想他的话呢，很多时候我们这个思维会带来不好的结果，它是，因为我们是有缺陷的，对。 好不容易现在已经开始不再轻易相信出版物、报纸、新闻，甚至历史书都有可能是被政府改写的。来到这里，怎么突然又我应该先信吗？就很矛盾。所以，for a long time, they started to realize that no need for us to believe in anything that published by man. So why not we? Why? How come we just all of a sudden to trust in all these words that no thinking, no logical thinking.
Very good. Well, God made us with minds. He made us with the ability to an intellectual ability. And He wants us to explore that intellectual ability to the limits, to the very limits. God doesn't try to suppress intellectual endeavor.
所以首先呢，我们要知道呢，我们的智慧啊，我们的这个思想的能力是神给的，所以这个是神没有限制我们，他也喜悦我们用这些能力。And
matter of fact, if you look at the Lord Jesus Himself, when he was confronted by all the intellectual might of the Jewish religion and the Roman law, who stood out as being the one who was the most wise of all?
所以当耶稣他来面对所有的犹太人或者希腊人的这个挑战的时候，是谁站在那里来应对的呢？
Now, if you're convicted of some crime, or you're somebody, and you have to go before the judge, if you're convicted of a crime, and you're
如果你被定罪的话，你来到一个法官的面前，
what kind of lawyer would you like to have at your side?
那什么样的律师你希望在你这边呢？
I'd choose a Jewish lawyer.
我会选一个犹太人的律师。
Some of the most famous lawyers in the West, I don't know about China, but in the West, the most famous lawyers are the Jewish lawyers.
因为西方大部分最著名的律师其实都是犹太人。
Now the Lord Jesus had to face not just one Jewish lawyer. They had a whole bunch of Jewish lawyers that were trying to trick him. So they'd have some means whereby they could justify the fact that they were going to kill him and get rid of him.
所以, 耶稣面对的是一群呢、啊、不是一个犹太的律师啊，那他们而且他们努力的想定耶稣的罪。
They tried everything.
他们用了一切的方法。
And every time in public, the Lord Jesus, with his intellect, his superior intellect, he turned their arguments on themselves and made them look like fools.
然后呢每一次呢耶稣都用他的智慧啊，然后让那些质疑他的犹太人自己感觉很愚蠢。
And so it finally came out that afterwards it says no one dared to ask him any more questions.
那到最后呢圣经说呢没有人再敢问他什么问题。
Now Jesus was the most powerful intellect on the face of the earth.
那耶稣呢是在这个地上呢他最有智慧的一个人啊。
He was a creator as well, wasn't he?
他是一个创造主不是吗？
But did he? What was his relationship to his father?
那他和父的关系是什么呢
？Complete dependence upon God.
他是完全依靠父神的。
He said, "I always do those things that please the Father."
他说我总是做这一切的事呢，为了叫父神喜悦。
God doesn't ask us to turn off our critical thinking.
上帝并没有让我们把我们的逻辑思考、关键性的思考就关掉。
Matter of fact, He wants us to tune it up.
他相反的，让我们把这个开响一点。
But the problem with any type of logic and any type of critical thinking is you have to have all the information to make the proper decision.
但是呢，问题在于呢，一切的逻辑思考、一切的关键性的这种推导，都需要一个前提，就是我们的信息是充分的。
You might be able to make a decision, but your decision may rest upon some outside power that's bigger than you.
所以呢，我们有一个危险在于，我们是要通过逻辑思考做一个决定，但是呢，我们这个决定很可能忽视了这个背后影响它更大的一个因素，但这个因素的信息我们不了解。
Now we've had two men this morning as an example of faith of different levels.
那我们这个今天早上我们分享两个人，那百夫长和这个官他们有不同的信心程度。
A royal official in Herod's court.
在希律王的治下一个大臣。
A centurion who was head of the Roman garrison at Caesarea.
在凯撒利亚呢，有在罗马城堡里的一个百夫长。
These are two men who are at the height of their abilities. They're using their abilities.
那他们两个人呢，都是在一个官的位置上哈，都是能够用他们的能力的。
But both of them were faced with a problem.
都碰到了困难。
The royal official was no doubt a very intelligent man.
那这个大臣一定是个很聪明的人。
He'd exhausted all the intellectual searchings to try to find someone to heal his son.
他呢也一定用了一切的智力啊，他的能力去找到医治的方式。
And it came down to just one thing.
但是他最后只能回到一件事情上来。
Simple faith.
就是简单的相信。
The centurion, he had a lot of power.
这个百夫长他也有很大的权力。
He had a whole garrison of soldiers at his command.
他有整个这个城堡的士兵听他的。
And no doubt was a very intelligent man.
他也一定是一个很聪明的人。
Well educated, but there's nothing that he could do for his servant, his beloved servant.
做不了任何是为他所爱的仆人做。
So these are examples.
这些是个例子了。
The Lord wants us to use our intellect, certainly.
神当然要我们用我们的智慧。
But it's not enough to have knowledge. It's not enough to have education. You need something that comes from God, and that's wisdom.
所以呢，不只是要有知识。也不只是要有教育啊，我们需要有一些智慧啊，这个智慧是从神来的。
The North Koreans have the knowledge to build an atomic bomb.
那可能朝鲜会有能力去造一个大的炸弹啊。
But how much wisdom do you think that that leadership has?
那这样的统治有多少的智慧呢？
Men in their intellect have created bigger and more powerful weapons of destruction.
那可能人会有这样的智力去造一个更大的更有破坏力的这个炸弹。
And what is it produced?
那这个是用来做什么的？
Threats of war between nations all over the world.
只会带来更多的威胁，更多的麻烦。
God's way is different.
神的方式是不一样的。
We use wisdom from above.
那我们使用从上而来的智慧。
In order to direct our intelligence, you might say.
用这个智慧来引导我们的能力和思考。
Let me use an illustration here.
那我们稍微再展开，用个例子来讲一讲。
A computer, our brains are like computers.
那我们的脑子呢，就像一个电脑一样啊，像计算机一样。
The information that we put in, the programs that we run and so on, they're all from our intellect.
所以我们的信息进去了，我们就要做处理，这个处理的方式都是靠我们的智力。
You know, as we move through the world, we experience all kinds of things. It comes into our memory banks.
那我们各种各样的信息都从这个社会里接受，进到我们这个储存库里来。
Now, you might program a computer to do have a certain result.
然后你可以给电脑编个程序，让它出一个什么样的结果。
Evil people, they use their intellect, for evil purposes.
那恶人呢？他会用他们的能力来做恶事。
A believer in the Lord Jesus, however, is going to program his whole life. It's reprogrammed by a heavenly software program that comes from God Himself. That's just an example.
所以呢，一个属神的人呢，他可能，他的人生会重新定位，这个谁来定位呢？就是那个神来定位。
So we need that wisdom from above. It's our spirits that control our thinking, the spirit within us.
所以我们需要有从上而来的智慧。所以这里的顺序是灵来。控制我们的身体，而不是反过来。
That's the real you. Inside.
这个是真正的你了，就是里面那个你，那是真正的你。
And so now you can use your critical thinking to explore not only this world in doing good to your neighbor and doing your job well and learning all about your profession.
然后你现在才可以用你的智慧呢。那不但用你的智力，用你的能力呢，不但做一切的你是手上要做的工作。
But now we can say to our employers, we should be the best employee that employer has.
那我们要成为那个雇主啊，最好的雇员。
In other words, then we want to be the we got to learn. We use our abilities now for the betterment of our environment around us.
那我们要用这个能力呢，来成为最环境当中我们最好的人。
We need to study people as well, to know people, how that we can develop our gifts to encourage people in the gospel.
那我们也要来鼓励别人来。让他们知道福音。
And there's other ways that we can explore using our intellect. Now we have, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we realize that this world is passing away. It's a dying world.
那我们也会有其他的方法来做了，但是我们至少目前呢，我们能看见这个世界呢，它是一个要过去的、要将死的一个世界。
Now we're beginning to live for another world.
那我们开始要为另外一个世界而活。
This world we live, we work, we die, and our names are forgotten.
这个世界，在这个世界里呢，我们生，我们活了，然后我们死了，然后我们的名字被忘记了。
Some of the greatest minds that have ever lived, that are now gone.
那一切最有名的人在历史上呢，他们也都死了。
So now, if we want something that lasts, our using all our abilities, intellectual and physical abilities, we want to make that to build something that lasts forever.
那我们要用这些的智力和能力呢，来做一些的事，能够存到永远的。
And so now, critical thinking is very important.
那这种关键性的、批判性的思维啊，是很重要的啊。
When you read the Word of God, you need to be a very critical thinker.
如果你要知道神的话呢，你肯定要有这种思维。
But many critical thinkers have come to the Bible, and they've used their intellect to try to destroy the Bible.
很多人呢，他是用自己的智力呢，想来毁掉神的话。
And that's because they started from the position that there is no God.
因为他出发点呢，他就是假设没有神。
So, faith and critical thinking are not the same thing. They're not connected.
所以信心和这种批判性的思维，它不是一样东西啊，它不是能够互相联系的。
In only as with our critical thinking, we find out what God's word says, then we must make a decision.
有这样的批判性思维呢，那我们才能够明白神的话，那我们才可以有一个起点来看这些事。
Because you can never find God by logic alone.
因为你永远不能找到这个神，单单是依靠这个逻辑。
Because, it's the spirit. It's our spirits that actually connect with God.
因为只有我们的灵是和神相连的。
Now I people make this distinction between faith and reason.
人们把这两样东西分得很开啊，一个是信心，一个是理性。
Is faith turning off your reason?
是不是信心把你的理性关掉了呢？
Or is it using your reason?
或者说呢，他在用你的理性呢？
Because you see, you have a written record here. Are we going to believe that in this Bible or not?
因为这里有一个写下来的这个记录啊，就是你或者信呢，还是不信。
So I would challenge a critical thinker. I would challenge the critical thinker.
我会挑战一下这个批判思维的人啊。
Prove that this Bible is not the Word of God.
就是来证明它不是神的话。
Now many men have tried.
很多人尝试了。
Have tried to prove the Bible wrong.
你只要证明圣经错了。
And have ended up becoming believers.
Yeah. 然后他最终他就他在这个过程当中自己反而信了。
One famous case was a man, a Jewish man called Simon Greenleaf.
那有个很著名的人呢，他是一个犹太人叫 Simon Greenleaf.
He was an American juror, American judge.
他是一个美国的法官。
A professor of law.
是法律学的教授。
And he said, and he developed, a textbook for lawyers on the rules of evidence.
他通过证据链条啊，他来给这个学生来提供这个课程。
In other words, rules of evidence means what kind of evidence can be brought forth to prove something is either true or untrue.
就是证据，就是你找到一些证据来证明这个事情对还是不对。
And he wrote that textbook that was used and for many years and is the basis for all most of our Western rules of evidence in the courts of law to try to find out the truth. from the witnesses and evidence that's brought.
他从各种各样的角度呢找很多的证据，这门课就讲这个，来证明这个对还是不对，在法庭上做证据。
And so he began to study the Bible very deeply.
然后他开始读圣经，很详细的读。
Very critically, as a lawyer would.
作为一个律师，他非常挑战性的来读。
And all the evidence as he studied that through many, many months.
然后他用很多的时间来找这里面的证据。
He ended up, because of the historical facts, because of everything, all the evidence that he weighed, if you took that to a court of law,And weighed that in a court of law, you would find, as Simon Greenleaf did, that that has to be the word of God.
然后他就把这个，放到他自己一直在用的这个，这个方式，这个找证据的这个链条里去。他说他最终相信，如果这个放到法律上，放到法庭上的，这只能证明他是对的。
But all that evidence didn't make him a believer.
但是所有这些呢？证据也没有让他成为一个信徒。
That's when he had to come and bow down and say, Lord, it's not my life. Take my life. It's yours.
直到他跟主说呢，主啊，这不是我的生命了，这是你的生命。
And so we're not to deny our critical thinking. We're to use it.
所以我们不是要否定这个批判的思维啊，我们要好好的用它。
And then once we've become believers, we can engage the world in which we live completely with our whole intellect.
所以这样的话，当我们信了以后，我们能够把智力用得更好，用在这个社会。
But guided by the truth.
是由神的真理来带领的。
One more point, and that is,Do you know of two famous philosophers that agreed with one another completely in everything?
然后呢，还有一个点呢，你看见有没有两个哲学家，他们在所有的事情上意见都一致呢？
Every philosopher has his own philosophy.
每一个哲学家都有自己的哲学体系。
The only problem is they're going strictly by their own learning, their own experience, and their own intellect.
因为他完全受限于自己的知识，受限于自己的思考。
There's nothing to guide them.
因为在这个过程当中，其实他不受什么东西所引导。
And so human wisdom can never lead us to the truth.
因为人的智慧啊，其实不能够带领我们到那个真理上去。
The truth for one person is different from the truth for another person.
对一个人的真理，对另外一个人就不是真理。
But is there any truth?Is there an ultimate truth?
那问题就来了，有没有绝对的真理呢？
Absolutely.
当然有。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the truth.
耶稣说他就是真理。
And so, once we receive the Lord Jesus,
那当我们接受耶稣基督了，
we receive the spirit of truth.
我们就接受了那个真理的灵。
And now in the light of that truth, we are able to use our intellectguided by a proper star, you might say, like the pole star.
但我们可以用神的灵来带领我们去用那个智力。
In navigation, you need a fixed point in order to, as a reference point, to get where you're going.
在航海的时候你需要有一个坐标不动的坐标点来带领你。
From ancient times, they used the pole star, the north star.
古代的时候大家是用那个北极星来领航的。
And using the pole star, they could travel across an ocean where they wouldn't see land for days.
那用北极星的时候呢，它就可以一直航海航很远。
And without the pole star, they would get lost.And they wouldn't know where they would end up.
那如果没有这个定位的点呢，他们就会走丢了，不知道在哪里。
Yeah.
That's why the Lord says, you know, don't lean on your own understanding. He knows that man's thoughts and his ways are, you know, defective and they think wrong and they don't have that perfection and wisdom. And so the Lord tells us not to lean on our understanding because our understanding is very limited, our intellectual is very limited. yes, we use these things, we go to school, we learn, and we think we know lots, and but really we, in the picture of God, you know, we really know nothing. We know absolutely nothing.
Mm.
But we use these things that we learn, we go to school, we become doctors, and we become, you know, surgeons, and we practice these, this knowledge in the world. But as concerning spiritual things, we don't know much.
Mm.
And so the Lord says, don't lean on your own understanding. But, you know, by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God, that's what Jesus said to the devil. He said that, you know, he said that we should always go back to the word of God for the truth. You know, people, they'll read the Bible.
Yeah, you're going to give them a chance.
Yeah. 我只能总结一下，他就说不要去依靠神的，神说不要依靠自己的话哈，不要去依靠自己的聪明才智哈，要依靠神的话，因为我们的聪明才智呢，其实是被玷污的，是败坏的了，他没有神，所以神说要在圣经里说，你要靠神口里所出的一切话。
You know, Eric was talking about different philosophers. They don't agree. They all have different ideas. All have different ideas. And so a carnal mind, a mind that intellectually thinks, you know, just naturally, a carnal mind, will look at this book and they say, oh, so many people have written portions of this book. They've come, they've written, they died, and then somebody else came, and they wrote and they died, and so these are all different people that wrote different parts of the Bible. And they say, well, you know, how could this Bible be written by God? That it's different people that wrote it throughout history. And, but, you know, they don't read that it was inspired by the Lord.
嗯，所以这个有的人就会问呢，就是为什么这个圣经都是不同的人写的哈？那凭什么说它就是圣经呢？因为它是神的圣灵启示带着他们写的。
They have put this Bible through the computer, and they found that through all this, all from the beginning to the end, it's the same personality. Okay, it doesn't that each individual that wrote the different parts of the book, the spirit of the character and the personality is the same from the beginning to the end. Even though they were different men, they had different personalities, they had different characters, but the writings from the beginning to the end is of one person. One personality, one character.
所以这里面有一个很好的证据呢，就是我们刚才也提到了，没有两个哲学家是一样的，他们的思维方式都是不一样。如果这四十几个作者从头到底，从创世纪写到启示录，最终写下来是一个声音，一个性格，一个灵，一个说法，这本身就是不可能的，因为它是前后跨度了几千年，有几十个人，不同的职位，不同的角色，不同的地方，他在不同的环境，他最后写下来的东西，你发现是像一个人写的，这本身就是不正常的。
So we have to be very careful in how we use our intellect.That it might be to the glory of God. Everything that we do, whether we're on the job or out in the street or with friends or with relatives, that we might use our intellect that God has given us in the wisdom of God to His glory.
你说你的问题。
我可以这样理解，因为就是我们论证东西总是两种方法，一种就各种证据来论证它是对的，还有呢，就是各种我反面的推，没有一个证明这是错的，也可以说这件事是正确的。但是圣经里就是我们提的很多问题，我发现一个有意思的现象，他总是用他自己，就自圆其说，而且很奇妙的是，他们互相之间没有一点矛盾，这点是。但我现在可不可以这样理解呢？就好像我们学过几何，有些是可以论证的，定理是可以论证的，但是是有公理的，比如说两点决定一线，三个点决定一个面，这个是没有论证，它就是永恒的公理，是不是可以这么理解圣经？
So the question is, We sometimes have two kind of way to know the truth. One is we find the positive evidence to prove one conclusion is right, and the other is we cannot find the negative evidence to oppose the conclusion, and then we accept this as as the truth. So, and she find actually, in Bible, all the questions have this kind of characteristic that any time the question will be quoted or by Bible verses to answer. So it's circulated within the Bible verses itself. So does that mean this just like a thing that you can only accept this as a fact? It cannot be proved. Just like in physics, we have a lot of fact.
Result.
But
two points. Three points.
Yeah, you cannot prove that, but this is a fact.
Now there's you brought up physics. Are you a physicist?
She's a programmer.
Now, physicists, even mathematics is based upon axioms. You know what an axiom is?
Axiom.
An axiom.
An axiom
is a self-evident truth. Right?
他说物理学和数学都是基于公理的, 就是他自己就是事实,
you can't prove that.
你不能去证明它,
right? 像两点决定一线,
and so you accept it.
对,
without it, you can't go any further.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like the Bible is like our spiritual axiom, as it were. God is, God spoke his word to me. It's like axiomatic in my life. The physicist, you think about their intellect, they can only go so far, they're constricted by the laws that they discover. But you don't go, they try to use their intellect and go beyond that and create things like the Big Bang Theory with all kinds of problems with that. You know, I don't know if there's any physicists here, but there's all kinds of problems with the Big Bang Theory. A 4-year-old can point out the flaw in the Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory says that there was something that started and there was a quantum something. The 4-year-old says, where did that something come from? And that the 4-year-old can point out the flaw in this advanced logical thinking of mankind. Because a lot of what is so-called logical thinking is really what we believe. And I'm sorry. I got worse than my brother. I was pointing my finger at him.
I'm
他并不是在解释事情本身，他是在说我愿意相信什么。对，因为基点，后我有一个，就这个问题，其实我觉得他提的非常好，就是很多人都是，尤其是中国来的，很多人都有用中国无神论嘛。对，就对这个问题其实思考的都非常多。我是这样的，我就希望长老给我指一下，我这样想是不是对的？就我认为，我是这样的，就是说。 这个世界就本身就分着这个两个部分，一个部分就是自然科学，但是自然科学它是一个必然的，我就是这里边不存在自由意志。你拿一堆火，你拿个汽油，
有阳气把火灾一点，它不存在说着不着，它必须得着，这里边没有意志在里边，就是在这个领域里边，就是在自然科学里边这个领域里边，这个我们是要用要用实验，要有这个
科学
经验，要有这个什么批判思维来去发现这后边的规律。这个规律呢，你说最终是就像蒋老师说，这个规律是什么呢？就是上帝创世纪的时候一样，就铺的进去，搁进去。这个领域里边没有自由意志，就是我们用这种方法去发现它就行了。但是超出这个领域了以后呢，这个就不能再这样思维了，就这完全是两套东西，就是上帝的存在你不能去证明它，你说我去证明有没有什么证据证明它存在，就是它是就是说这就是信仰的东西。这两个领域如果说你把这个思维方法搁在一起了，那就完了，那你就什么也弄不明白了。所以说我觉得谁说那句话就非常好，就是我们要悬置知识为信仰这个空间，就是在信仰这个领域里边，就是超出经验的领域里边是没有这个方法在里边。
我一起听完了再翻吧。你还有什么问题？
自由意志这里边，
你又把它说反了。其实人家刚才解释的，我都觉得挺对的。所有的科学的发展都是基于有一个点，就像说它是公理，永恒的定理。你先信这个才有希望。
我说这个在这个自然科学领域里边，这是我们需要寻找证据去证明它存在的。
不矛盾。
我知道不矛盾嘛，就是这个领域里，就但在这个领域里边，你不能说我就信它是怎么样。就是说这个在这个自然科学领域里边，你不要不断的去推翻前面这些证据。
没有不矛盾，我觉得你又扯远了。我比他们那么高深啊，我觉得坐在这个屋里的人都是首先有这个 face， 都是有信这一点。
对。
但是其实刚才他讲了两个词，一个是 reasoning， 一个是 face。
对。
有 face 是认为上帝所有东西都是 truth，
对，
那个就是真理。
对。
但是其实我觉得正常的人的怀疑，往往是源于我们的 reasoning。
对。
对。那我们有逻辑，有分析，有判断。那这个 reasoning， 我们也都承认自己肯定是有局限性，每个人的这个分析，每个人的判断，每个人的情感都是有局限性的。但是我想说的是，就是真正困扰，至少是我们的东西是什么呢？是有的时候我的这个 reasoning， 是基于法律层面的。这时候我再去看圣经的时候，
对，
甚至和现在的法律都是有相抵触的。我举一个好像。就是很多这种家暴的例子啊，
对，
就是女性有被家暴的这样的例子，我们好像姐妹里也有。
对，
那么如果按照圣经说，那我就要听老公的，我就是他说什么，我这个女性是一个从属的地位，至少我不知道我理解对不对啊，但我觉得好像是这样子。但是这个家暴，你到底你怎么面对？我的理智告诉我，那这样的姐妹，那她到底是应该是去 follow 这个 truth 有这个信心呢，还是她要在法律面前去维护自己最起码的那点尊严？那这时候这个就会给我极大的困扰，我如果看到这样的例子。所以我觉得信心是有的，但是我们的信心有的时候在这种和法律或者是情感方面的这样的一个例子面前哈，就会肯定会动摇。我觉得这是人可能都会有这样的动摇，这个是很一直很困扰我的例子。这只是一个例子哈，但是我觉得这个是阻挠我们这种所谓 up down up down 的这样。
Yeah, there's two aspects.
我有一个啊，比如说，我们那个前几天看的那个新闻呐，就是那个儿童性侵，那你说？那我们是，就是等于要顺服政府哈，包括那不是顺服政府，就是包括那公平和公义是神宝座的根基，那是有公平和公义。当然，我们就是唯凭神自己来判断，但他又说慈爱和诚实行在神的面前，所以有的时候就这块，有的时候就是说，那当面对这个事情，那对于基督徒来讲，是发生呢还是不发生呢？你还是保持沉默呢，还是说？当然我们是要祷告，但是说这块呢，就那你是说你是你是这个发生，你还是说就是沉默，我就是保持沉默，然后我就看神怎么来作为。但是有的时候你要说，你要是保持沉默， 那你说这个公义和没有人任何人来发声的话，那这个公义和公平就等着神自己来、
yeah.
来审判。
So the yeah 那我要 summarize 一下，否则我没办法，我没办法再翻了，我记不住那么多，我记不住那么多。
总结，
你给点我时间，我翻译一下哈。那个 so actually three views these two views are pretty correlated yeah his view actually is try to answering Brenda's question he said what he understand is these two kind of things one is physical world this world this material world so this material world requires the experiments which is very objective experiments to prove something. But the other world is spiritual world. Actually, you need to use the faith first, because that's something you cannot prove, right? It's not pure objective. It's just a subjective issue. So this is a totally a different realm, that we need to use different rules to deal with. So that's what his experience, he tried to answer it. Stephanie's question is regarding, she's not challenging the faith. She said, everybody sitting here, we have basic faith, otherwise we will not come and listen to the world. But, she just tried to, comment your word that, ups and the downs of our faith. She said it's really common in this world because sometimes she just gave us an example. So sometimes the requirement, the command from the Bible, we cannot obey. We don't have the ability, capability to obey. She just gave us an example that family abuse. For example, a lady is severely abused by her husband, but Bible told us to obey the husband like a big God. How can we balance? Can we balance that? So should I tell the sister you should obey your husband, or should I tell her you should leave your husband? But leave your husband, and also Nancy also raised the similar question that recently happened some cases in China that similar cases. So it's a big story. I don't have time to explain to you, but similar
was
story.
The daycare center.
Daycare center. Okay, in these kind of cases, what can we do as a Christian? Shall we spoke out our voice? And if we raise our opinion, so what kind of covenant we should raise? We should support government, or we should support victims? Yeah. Or we just pray and keep silent? Yeah. I think that's the basic view.
Yeah. Well, you see, when it comes to the wisdom that comes down from above, you need to take each individual instance and then make your decision on the ground there. Theoretically, you can't do one size does not fit all, right?
That's right.
So you examine, it's like the cases of discipline, disciplining a brother or sister for sin in the assembly. There's about 8 or 9, depending, different cases of discipline, different levels. Where do they fit? What are the circumstances? It takes wisdom to discern all that, all the facts, the background facts, and then look to the Lord for his wisdom in making the right choice. Because the personality of the person is going to be in there. Whole host of things, right? One size does not fit all. That's why the Word of God is so seemingly indefinite in some areas and repetitious in others, and seemingly. But you'll find the answers miraculously to every problem as you search the Scriptures and wait for the Lord. Anyway, they're getting out of control here.
Yeah. 好，大家安静啊！我们
，All right, hold, hold, hold.
我们还有一点点时间，我们把这个问题就简单回答完啊，回答完就大家今天就到这为止。然后呢，长老的意见呢是，这里面呢是有不同的例子，要不同的神的智慧来处理，就是这个我们不能用一个规则。 来就一棍子打死，说一定是某一个事情就这么来做，因为呢每一个事情它背后属灵的真相都是不一样的，所以这就是为什么需要圣灵。那圣灵其实他住在我们里面，他是一个一个带领的，那他就像一个教导的老师，他每一个例子在情况在当时发生的都是不一样啊，就像每一个孩子，今天可能是出现这种情况，你是这么教他；明天出现这个情况，你要那么教他。这是完全跟着不同的环境，因为神是活的啊，他不是一个死的规则，他不是一个死的条例，他不是我们所认识的宗教啊，这就为什么圣灵住在我们里面如此的重要啊，所以常常。你看有智慧的神的仆人，他都是听里面的声音，其实他都在听圣灵的声音，圣灵的带领是最好的带领，而不是某一个死的规条。
So are you going to, how about committing us to the Lord in prayer?
我们先祷告，我们今天就到这儿。